Dear friends, welcome as we continue our journey through the Seder. We find ourselves now in Or Chatz. Or Chatz is when we wash our hands prior to partaking of the karpas, generally a potato, some of the vegetable dipped in salt water. This practice has its roots already in the Mishnah, where there's a concept of kol shetibulo b'mashke. Anything that is dipped in water really requires a ritual washing before partaking of it, because of the various halachos of tum and tar, ritual purity and impurity, which we're not going to get into today. Now, whereas normally we're not really so careful to wash our hands before partaking of something, a food item, a vegetable item that is wet, but nevertheless, on the night of the Seder, we do many things just in order to encourage the questioning. And one of the things we do is we wash before partaking of karpas. But the Fe'er Aaron writes something so beautiful. He explains on a deeper level what is the deeper meaning of Or Chatz, and he writes, Yeshlomar shu zecher la'avim avinu. He writes, the practice of Or Chatz, of washing our hands before partaking of the potato and salt water, is to remind us of Avram Avinu. What happened with Avram Avinu? Shneamar yukach lo ma'at mayim v'rachatzu raglechem me'avod zora. We know the story in Parashas Vayera. Avram Avinu again is sitting by the entrance of his tent, eager to host company. He sees three men. Of course, they weren't ordinary men, but they were malachim. They were angels. And Avram Avinu runs out to them and greets them and invites them into his tent and tells them, sit, come, enjoy, wash your feet. Take a little bit of water and wash your feet. Wash your feet. And Rashi HaKadosh comments, why was Avram Avinu so insistent that they wash their feet? He thought that they were idolaters who worshipped the dust, who worshipped the sand. And Avram Avinu was careful that he did not want to bring Avodah Zarah into his home. As hospitable as Avram was, and as loving and as accepting of all people as Avram Avinu was, he did not want to allow the alien influences of Avodah Zarah into his home. And therefore, if you were coming to him while Avram Avinu, you had to wash away the Avodah Zarah. And the Fe'er Aaron writes, "Ubischus ze, rochatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu osanu migilulei Mitzrayim." And because Avram Avinu was careful to wash away the Avodah Zarah, to wash away the idolatry before coming into his home, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol washed away the idolatry of Egypt from us, the idolatrous influences of Egypt, by taking us out of Mitzrayim. And such a beautiful and incredible idea, that essentially what Or Chatz represents is the washing away of the impure influences in life. In life, we all have impure influences. Influences, again, from a variety of different circumstances. Sometimes it's certain people who are negative influence, unfortunately. Sometimes it could be a variety of different things, exposures that we allow into our lives, into our homes, and into our hearts. Pesach night, the Seder night, is an opportunity to cleanse oneself, to identify what is the dust on your feet, what is the Avodah Zarah, so to speak, that resides within your life. What are the impure influences, the negative influences, the spiritually toxic influences that perhaps are having an impression or perhaps impeding my personalistic growth? And Or Chatz, as I wash my hands ready to embark upon the journey of the Seder, I take upon myself to find the courage to wash away the negative influences as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.